unusual, but since we are in Siskiyou County, we're going to hear from the Board of Supervisor members. Chair Mike Kobsef, come forward. And certainly, this board appreciates the amount of time and effort, as evidenced by the depth and thoughtfulness of the comments you've submitted in the record for us. Appreciate that and offer you the floor.
Thank you, Chairman Anderson, and welcome board members, staff to Siskiyou County. You even are in my district today, Grenada, which is in the northern part of District 3, which is the heart of Siskiyou County. And we hope to reflect today our concerns with regard to the Klamath TMDL. I want you to bear with me. I've heard from Mr. Leland and Mr. St. John some remarks regarding not all the details are available, a separate process, aren't ready yet. And I want you to take that into consideration as you hear dialogue today from our board and from the citizens of Siskiyou County. The current draft Klamath TMDL does not recognize the dedication, the commitment, and the success of Siskiyou County landowners in the Scott and the Shasta TMDL. You've touched a bit about on that, but I want to emphasize that once again. Our landowners cannot afford another layer of bureaucracy or regulation on top of the work that they've already accomplished. A defined achievement is not realized in the draft Klamath TMDL. It is unreasonable to expect Siskiyou County landowners to bear an additional regulatory process, exposing them to uncertainty and a disincentivizing a willingness to participate. North Coastal Regional Water Board, Quality Water Board staff did not take into account the work and the history of Siskiyou County in water quality. While authoring this draft, staff's experience in Siskiyou County should have been reflected to lessen controversy to our citizens. There is no account for the degraded water flowing from the state of Oregon into California. And I'd like to also request that your board, through the TMDL process, when we have achieved what the goal is of the whatever TMDL you're referring to, that you will stand alongside those participants that have met that and protect them from the onslaught of the outside representation of Siskiyou County. I would also request that this board bring Mr. Diaz in and reflect with regard to the model, his perception of how staff is relating that model to your board. It is of great concern to me. And I'd ask once again that you would extend the deadline, if at all possible, just because of the uncertainty that was associated with it. Thank you for the opportunity. If you have any questions of me, I'm available at this time or later in the day if that be necessary.
Okay. Any board member questions? Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Marcia Armstrong.
Thank you for coming all the way up here. I know you do that on an annual basis, and it's good that you come up here. It's very difficult for our people to come down to Santa Rosa. My basic concerns are I'm concerned that this TMDL will regulate the general practices of farming, ranching, timber harvest, and mining on a basin-wide scope, rather than identifying specific harms to beneficial uses and identifying ways to avoid, minimize, mitigate those specific harms. I am concerned that any best management practices prescribed be flexible enough to suit local conditions, be practical, reasonable, and proportionate to the alleged impact. On the groundwater issue, the groundwater study plan in Scott Valley, the implementation requires cooperation of landowners for installation of piezometers and access for monitoring. The TMDL prescribes a groundwater management plan to be developed to implement the findings of the study. Siskiyou County has jurisdiction over groundwater. Our local groundwater ordinance anticipates area input on what management of that resource would look like, similar to what Glenn County has. The TMDL creates an atmosphere of fear of regulation and loss of access of water to make a living that makes such a process impossible. I am concerned for the general economic welfare of Siskiyou County. It is time to take a look at the cumulative impact of regulations on our economy, particularly those that have been imposed for the benefit of fish and coastal fisheries. The timber and mining industries have been regulated severely. Agriculture has faced wave after wave of regulatory schemes, including the current incidental take permit for coho. As agriculture is our largest remaining economic sector, we can no longer afford to allocate so much of our human, monetary, and other resources to raising a crop such as salmon fisheries from which we derive little local economic benefit. Our unemployment exceeds 18%, and we have an obscene number of families living in poverty. These regulatory schemes have become oppressive upon the people of Siskiyou County and must be withdrawn and reexamined. We cannot continue to drain the lifeblood of Siskiyou County for the benefit of other communities. Thank you for this opportunity to provide comment.
Okay, thank you. Jim Cook.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I think the two previous board members have been set the tone for our discussion, so I'd like to get into some specifics. Public comment, oral or written, is public comment. Having a different day for oral public comment ending and written public comment is strange and unusual in my estimation. I've done CEQA documents for 30 years, and having a different time for public comment, whether it's oral or written, seems very odd to me, and I don't quite understand the way that you've done that. It would make sense to simply just extend the comment period for a week, and then you covered all public comments, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but then we'd have to come back in a week to have oral with the written, Jim.
No, you have the oral now, and you close it off tomorrow for all comments. Come on, Bob. In my estimation, once again, you've got a TMDL document that's poorly written, but I've heard some what I believe are substantial and perhaps significant changes that we have to try to judge now. I think, once again, you may be in a position where you need to reopen this comment period if your staff is making significant changes that are substantial to the document. We need to be able to review those again. I think there's a lack of science. I'm very concerned about hearing that somehow Mr. Diaz was involved with this model, because it's been my information that he did not feel that the model that you guys have currently using is a model that should be used, but I would like to see that clarified too. You have all our comments. We gave you a number of pages. In particular, I'd like to bring up the algae issue. Your staff supplied me with some pablum, clearly lacking any scientific or biological basis. And I think what you've got here is a staff that has decided that the dams are going to come out and this is going to be the issue that's going to do it. I clearly believe that this TMDL is designed to further cause of dam removal. You can put in a little aside, oh, if the dams don't come out, this is going to happen. But I believe that can be shown. I mean, your staff, your executive director and your staff are attending the closed-door meetings, discussing how the TMDLs will fit into dam removal. That's inappropriate. And as much as I like Mr. Corbett, he sits on this board. You're talking about TMDLs for the Klamath River, and yet he represents a party who is clearly for dam removal. So I think I think you have a number of problems with this, and I would like to see you go back, take another look at it, open it up for additional comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Grace Bennett.
Thank you for coming up and being here in Siskiyou County. This is the best part of California, I want you to know. Some of my concerns have been addressed by Mr. Leland in his preliminary report, but some of my other things haven't. There seems to be an overlapping of watersheds in some areas. Some of, including Antelope Creek and Butte Creek, that water will probably never get to the drain into the Klamath River. There seems to be very little cooperation between this agency and other agencies, including the California Forest Practice Act, the California Board of Forestry, the California Department of Fish and Game, the Federal Clean Water Act, and the Northwest Forest Plan. They address a lot of the same things that you are trying to regulate with the TMDLs. That is a big concern of mine. The other portion that is hard for me to understand is when we have a flood in Siskiyou County, it will, if the trees have been planted along streams, the sediment that is churned during those flood events, those trees will be washed away. A lot of the improvements that have been done and that are being required to be done will not be there anymore after a flood. The fish pools in the river will be filled with rocks and gravel. The base of the river changes when we do have a flood event. And that is not being looked at as a real problem. The suction dredge miners can deepen those pools and take out a lot of that rocks and gravel and create new pools for the fish to lie in. Lastly, our farmers, ranchers, loggers, and miners have to be able to work the land and support their families. This new TMDL regulation have not taken into consideration the devastating effects that the implementation will require and hurt the economic stability of Siskiyou County. I feel that our current practices are meeting the current requirements, and if a problem is defined and that problem can be addressed. This water system is warm, and there is no way that a human can make it cold. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have a fifth supervisor card, right? Tom Girino.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I serve as Siskiyou's County Council, and I also serve as Siskiyou's chief negotiator with respect to the Klamath Dam issues. A lofty title, unless you learn that I also am the only negotiator doing that. I think that should give you some perspective on the difficulty that we have in addressing some of the technical issues that are before you. The state's pillaged our coffers. We really don't have the resources to get the technical expertise to address some of the issues before you, which is why I think it's particularly important when you see comments from some of the parties, including the party whose model you're using, critical of this process, that it requires you to go back and rethink it. I would like to identify for the record that Siskiyou County officially objects to the continued participation of Mr. Corbett because of his representation of one of the parties in the Klamath Dam process. You have counsel here. I'm sure she's quite capable of reviewing that issue and noting that. Siskiyou County officially objects to the fact that your executive director and members of your staff has been conducting negotiations with regard to TMDLs with PacifiCorp and other environmental parties in the settlement negotiations for removal of the Klamath dams. We participate as an entity in that process as an alternative to filing suit. We have stepped forward to engage in these processes as a county in an effort to look at an alternative way to resolve the issues. These actions taint your process. What is not in your public record are copies of emails, correspondence, or other information with respect to these discussions that have occurred behind closed doors with respect to the TMDLs. That type of tainting of your process gives us concerns. If this information was disclosed, perhaps you could allay those concerns. Some people believe that there's something afoot to coordinate these TMDLs so that dam removal is a presupposed outcome. I see a bunch of red shirts behind me in the audience, so at least we're not the only ones who believe that these TMDLs directly impact those negotiations. I'll give you a few facts. As you sit here today, there are negotiations in Sacramento for water bond funding, phrased removal of the Klamath dams. As you sit here today, there are folks meeting in Sacramento to discuss a plan to remove the dams. Some of the same folks that your folks have been discussing TMDLs with, and the TMDLs are an essential component of that. As we sit here today, other discussions are taking place with respect for removal of those dams, and there has been a timetable. I think the representative of Governor Kulongoski spoke the other day and said that they're near the end. They have this done. The only missing component for some of their analyses is the TMDL, because that directly impacts the cost-benefit analysis that's going to be performed with respect to whether the dams get removed. Let me be specific. The more stringent the TMDL that you set, the more the cost-benefit analysis will reflect that there is a benefit to removal for regulatory compliance and achievement of water quality standards. So you are setting the baseline for that analysis when you set the TMDLs, regardless of the good intent of the staff and the board in trying to address what are acknowledged issues in that river. This is something I think that mandates that you restart your process so that it's done in a transparent and objective way. A couple of the other concerns that we have are the use of PacifiCorp's model, another party who has an avowed interest in removal of the dams or non-removal. To hear PacifiCorp speak publicly, they have stated that they have been told as a matter of policy that this board is predetermined through its staff or otherwise to set TMDLs that will require dam removal regardless of whether a settlement is reached or not. One would hope that's not the case. But these are the things that the supervisors of Siskiyou County, my clients, are being told. They've been told by members of this staff that such is the case. They've been told by the Secretary Chrisman that this is the policy of the state of California. We would ask that at a minimum you grant a 90-day continuance so that this information can be voluntarily disclosed. One would hope we would not need the necessity of an official Public Record Act request to the board to do that. I think whatever was discussed needs to come out. I have actually seen draft language discussing TMDLs. Now, I'm prohibited by the protocol that we had to sign to participate in the discussions of actually handing you those documents. But those documents are in the possession of your staff, and they have been given access to that information. I do not see that reflected in the record.
For my understanding, you made a statement that I didn't understand there.
Sure.
You had seen documents.
It won't be the first time a lawyer's done that.
On TMDLs. Obviously, we've seen a document on TMDLs. So I don't.
I'm talking about settlement discussions that have occurred with respect to the agreement that's being designed to study the removal of the dams, and that the Secretary of the Interior has publicly stated that the effort to remove must not fail. Your staff, we believe, and a belief is based upon the fact that I've been present, I've seen them there. It's my understanding they've engaged with the parties, not just Pacific Corps, but others, in developing some of these baselines that are may or may not be reflected in this document. We don't know. Hence the request, you as a board direct that this stuff be disclosed to you in a manner so that you can be reassured in making your decisions that somehow your process hasn't been steered toward a particular result. Our request as a county is make this transparent. Let us know what's going on behind these closed doors with your staff and the others so that we can see that. In one effort, in one regard, you have to commend the effort to try to work cooperatively with all that are trying to reach some solutions, but the legal process and the processes that bind your actions, those communications with your staff are being integrated into the TMDLs. It's our belief that that's occurring. And we're just asking you to kick the doors open and let's see what went on. So you can be reassured, and all these folks behind me, I don't think there's a person in the room that wants this, the integrity of this process questioned one way or the other. And so let's not allow that to happen. I think the board very effectively covered the significant nature of the impact that the regulation as proposed now will have. There are those that are concerned that this is just sort of the camel's nose under the tent, and pretty soon, you know, this regulation is going to be so invasive that you'll choke off our last remaining economic engine in the county. And if the board members have any questions, we'll be happy to answer them. Mr. Costales, who's our resource specialist, is here. I don't know if he's next in the queue, but he handles the technical questions. And thank you.
All right. You know, again, this hearing is about the TMDL. I haven't heard comments that question anything in the TMDL. I've heard questions about a lot of things that are outside of this room, and I will ask counsel to make any comment they care to make and speak to the question about Mr. Corbett's participation as well.
Thank you, Chairman Anderson. This is Samantha Olson, your staff counsel. I reviewed in detail.
Samantha, get in close on the mic. Yeah.
I've reviewed in detail the myriad of rules governing conflicts of interest as it relates to Board Member Corbett and his participation in this TMDL, and did not find any evidence to suggest that he'd be violating the prohibition that a board member participate when the board decision has a reasonably foreseeable effect that the decision will have a material financial effect on him or his family. And so, absent any additional evidence, that's my initial counsel to him, that he can sit and vote on the Klamath TMDL. That said, the issues raised about the confidential negotiations that are taking place in Sacramento, I do think we'll come back with a detailed response, but at a glance, the regional board's participation, staff participation in that has been very limited and was the result of a review of the initial agreement and principle for which we were not a party, and some implications of that agreement on our ability to enforce the TMDL. And so I think that regional board staff participated in a very limited manner to try to ensure that we still had our implementation mechanisms for this TMDL. It's been going on much longer than those negotiations. And so I'll just clarify that we are not lead negotiators in that. It's a bit tricky because there is a confidentiality agreement. We need to look in that a little bit more because, as you know, we are subject to a confidentiality agreement. That said, I don't think that that should be used to suggest that there's been more going on there on behalf of the regional board than is. And so we'll have to figure out a way to make transparent what we need to, what's being requested here, to dispel any you know, misleading or mischaracterizing statements about regional board staff participation in that process.
Yes, I wanted to say I have attempted to refer matters to council early and often. And I am also taking as a personal matter very
John,
seriously your comment.
Come in close.
Okay, well, try again. Sorry. I wanted to say I have referred things early and often to legal counsel. I am taking your comments very seriously, though, as a personal matter, and will not be making any substantive comments. I have not lobbied board members or staff on the TMDL throughout the process, and so I'm very carefully weighing your concerns, and I appreciate you for bringing them to this forum.
Mr. Chairman, with your permission,
again,
very briefly, we're not mischaracterizing anything, and council's phrasing that these might be a mischaracterization, so let me be very direct. I am, on behalf of the county, leveling the charge that the board staff and others have inappropriately participated in those proceedings and that it has tainted the materials before you, and would ask that the board direct staff to disclose those communications. There's a mechanism to do so in the protocol that was signed. I had to go through the same process for the release of something called the CDM report that the Department of the Interior had that showed close to $1 billion in dam removal costs. So I know there's a process to do it. I think you need to see and reassure. If minimal participation, a great deal of participation, it's participation in that process, and I think the folks are entitled to know what that was, what those discussions were. You're entitled to know what that was and what those discussions were, and then the reassurance occurs. On the Mr. Corbett's issue, I've had the pleasure of meeting him and talking with him. He's a fine gentleman. I have a great deal of respect for his legal skills. Lawyers differ. That won't surprise you over these issues from time to time. But we believe the fact that he's a paid advocate for, I believe it's the UROC, is a financial issue that merits review. Your counsel is quite capable, and she's going to give what opinion she does. But I'm officially placing these in the record. That we can deal with them and sort them out. And I would ask, again, the 90 days minimum or restarting this process. The only urgency to do this would be to coordinate the setting of these TMDLs with the goal of reaching a final agreement for removal of the dams. Otherwise, time is not an issue. And thank you again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Can we request?
Ms. Olson.
We'll certainly process a request, but it would be very useful if you could put the request and the formal objection in writing for the record.
Well, it's recorded, and it doesn't have to be. We'll see what we can do.
It was a courtesy request.
Oh, well, then we'll see what we can do for that.
All right. With that, the chair is going to take a 5-minute recess and come back, and we will take the schedule of tribes, federal agencies, state agencies. When we come, hold it.
Can I say?
I don't have a card for you, Rick, so my apologies.
I guess the county's out of luck.
Let it go. We'll get you on the way back in.
Okay.
And